I am always amazed at just how different each one of my children are, and those characteristics are especially apparent when it comes to dinner time. One kid will eat everything in sight, the next one won't touch a thing on their plate, but will eat it all if they find it in the cracks of the couch. And then, of course, there is that one where you think is just going to fall over because they don't want to have any of it. Well, if this is your experience, you're not alone. Mary Harrell, the domestic apologist, is with me again to commiserate and to give you some ideas to make dinner time a little more manageable. Good morning, Mary. Thanks so much for joining us again today.
Choo-choo, open wide. Here comes the mashed potato train. Yep, that's my life right now, Brenda. Nice to be with you again.
I love the train. In fact, that's a good way to get a whole lot of meals inside of your kids, especially if they're picky eaters. Do you have picky eaters in your household?
I would say that my first two children really survived on goldfish and juice boxes for a solid 3 years in childhood. I don't know how they made it through. I don't know. But now that has passed. And I think that should give hope to everyone. The picky eater phase, at least for mine, it wasn't so much that they were picky as much as they took forever to chew things. It was like meat became a wad of meat gum in their mouth. Oh. And they chew it for 12 minutes. And by the time you chew something for 12 minutes, you don't really want to swallow it. It has lost all taste, texture. Yeah, not enjoyable.
Yes. Well, the many bitefuls of food from my children have often ended up in my hand as they start to spit it out all over.
Yeah.
Well, let's talk about picky eaters or good eaters. In fact, Mary, I had to have four children before I had one that would eat everything. Good news is, well, fortunately, the older they got, they did eat better. So we're going to spend a little time talking about what you do in your household to make sure everybody's getting a good meal and really getting enough calories in them. And let's talk about this, because this is so, I think, prevalent now compared to, I even think when I grew up, I'm pretty sure I never knew anybody with a food allergy, but it does seem to be kind of prevalent now, or gluten issues, or even celiac disease. Right. Not that you have children with food allergies, but there are kids, especially picky ones, where you know that they're not going to eat what you make. Do you make separate meals for those kids, or is everybody just getting on the same meal plan?
I would say from the start, I have never said I'd be a mom cooking separate meals for the kids. But I will say I do try and make a point to have something on the plate that everyone at least looks forward to eating. So I will try and have either the vegetable or the meat or the secondary vegetable or the salad. I want everyone to look forward to at least one aspect of every meal. So, you know, that doesn't mean I'm always serving chicken nuggets to everybody, you know, every night. But it is that if they don't like the mashed potatoes, I try and also have baby carrots. If they don't like salad with dressing, I try and also cut up a cucumber so that even if you're, you know, choking down a bite of something you find truly awful, there is something to chase it with. Always have a chaser that someone can use to after
like
that bite
that
they don't like.
And then, you know, as families and couples, you want to have be able to have time together. Of course, COVID has also made date nights really difficult to plan.
Oh.
Do you ever make kind of something yummy or special for just you and your husband?
Yes, I would say that, especially in this past year with restaurants, you're not sure if they're open or closed or what their status is. We enjoyed this year cooking. The one time I do cook a separate meal for the kids, the chicken nugget meal, give them what they like. And then when we ordered takeout, we would just get takeout for Sean and I. And so that way you're not paying those exorbitant kid meal prices that for things you know that they probably won't eat, or it's so much they're not going to eat it and you're going to end up throwing it away. We would just order the fancy food that mom and dad are going to eat, and everyone else rejoiced because it was a chicken nugget night or it was, you know, a tater tot night in the house. And so everyone was happy, and it made date night cheaper and, you know, easy for dad and I.
Mary, that is a brilliant idea to be able to do date night right in your own house, especially if the kids knew they were getting those chicken nuggets or mac and cheese kind of dinners that they don't always get to have. Well, it's a special night for everybody. Mary Harrell is joining me today. You listen to some of the great interviews that Mary offers on The Morning Blend. Today, we are talking about making dinner time a little bit easier with little ones. Mary, a while back, I reported on a recent mom controversy, and it had to do with the idea of if and when the kitchen closed. Now, some were of the mindset that, boy, this is dinner time. When dinner time is over, I clean it up. The lights go off and we're all done. Other moms felt, well, no, you know, not everybody's always hungry at the same time. So if they wanted to go back in and get something else to eat, well, that was available to them. Where do you fall in this controversy?
Gosh, that is a great controversy. I'd love to wade into that one. I am definitely of the mind that you cook dinner, I do the dishes, and then your options after that point are some apple slices and maybe like a quarter of a graham cracker. We try and enforce that. We try to cut the snacks in the afternoon by 4 o'clock to make them hungry for dinner. But Brenda, the biggest thing I would say is in our dinner time rule is that no one's allowed to sit down at the table and say, what are we having? Oh, I hate that. No one may ever say that at our table. You sit down at the dinner table, you assess what is being served that night, and the only thing you are allowed to say is, thank you for dinner, Mom. And that's it. That's the only thing I allow my children to give me in terms of feedback. If they like it, I'll always take something beyond that in terms of, I like this. Ooh, we haven't had this in a long time. This is my favorite example of soup or whatever. But when you allow, I think, the children to feel like their opinion of what you are making for them out of the Lord's bounty, out of what he is providing for them, if you allow them to scorn that, I think you do run into the trouble of, okay, well, what else would you like? Let me get my food will go cold while I go make you a grilled cheese. That's fine. At least to us. No, that's not fine. And you sit down, try and be grateful. I mean, because I think the parents, we have to do that too. We have to be grateful for what the Lord puts in our path. And we need to show children, yes, you must do the same. I don't know. That's how we work. Do you work like that?
Well, of course, when they were little and it was up to Mom to make all of the meals, most definitely, once dinner was over, lights were shut off, and I really didn't even do too much of the snacking because I knew my kids, if they knew they could get a snack after dinner, they would just hold off until snack time later. Of course, as the kids get older, I got a couple kids that can make a pretty good meal. So not only will they eat what's for dinner, well, they'll also have a little bit more of it warmed up before they go to bed. And maybe even sometimes they'll make the dessert for everybody. Mary, but this leads me to another question, because our oldest daughter, you know, as we're new parents, you're kind of want to make sure you're doing the right things. You're trying to make them colorful meals that had lots of fruits and vegetables and everything. But there would be times where she just wouldn't eat anything, just not hungry, and just would push it aside. And, you know, the days would start to go by and you think, this kid's got to eat something. And there was a restaurant, a salad bar restaurant that we would just kind of start to frequent because we knew that was the place where she was going to start eating. Have you ever done it with your kids where you realize they're not eating, and finally you just say, hey, you got to finish that plate. No more of this poking around.
I really embraced the power of the smoothie back in, this was like at least 3, 4, 5 years ago. I don't know. We've been doing it a long time because, yes, I was tired of looking at my child's dietary day or dietary week and thinking, where is the good food that they are eating to sustain these little growing bodies that are growing so furiously? Right. Where is the good food? And so I read a couple books and we embraced the idea of every day or every other day, Mom makes a smoothie, and into the smoothie, essentially, I blend up a salad. I blend up a salad of spinach into a smoothie with bananas and pineapples and peaches and blueberries. So we have the antioxidants and we have the vitamin D. We have all of that in one place. It's basically sweet because spinach is a, you know, just kind of a blank slate. And if they drink their smoothie for the day, I feel good. I feel calmer knowing they've had some raw vegetables, they've had raw fruit. They didn't have to choke it down. It's a lot easier to drink a salad through a straw than it is by a fork in the little mouth, right? I mean, salads are kind of intimidating for them, and broccoli and vegetables. So I found if I did that, I was a calmer person and I felt better about that they were getting the nutrition they needed, because it's a real struggle getting those little kids to eat healthy foods.
Oh, sometimes it can be. And Mary, I'm with you. If for a little while, if you've got to hide it in the good food, I would do that too. It's amazing the kind of vegetables you can grind up into a meatloaf. I'm just saying. And then Mary, one final thought. Do you cut off the crust or you make that sandwich whole?
Oh, I make the sandwich whole, and then I end up yelling at people for throwing it away. I'm a yeller. I'm a total yeller.
Oh, and see, I would also leave the crust on, but I'd also know that my husband would come along behind the kids at lunchtime. He'd just eat up all those leftover crusts because there was always a little sandwich in there, too. Mary, yeah. It's always great to talk with you. You are a wealth of wisdom, experience, and laughs. Thank you so much.
You too, Brenda. Always a hoot. God bless.